أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. لن يضروكم إلا أذى وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 110 and 111 of Surah Al-Imran. Some few verses before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the superiority of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the superiority about our Qibla, the Kaaba, the Baytullah, over any other potential Qibla that there would have been on the surface of this earth, and that included Al-Aqsa. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the superiority of this ummah over all the other umam, all the other ummats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent down. Previously in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had spoken about one quality of this ummah, فَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala described this ummah as a justly balanced ummah. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes this ummah as the best of umam, the best of all the nations. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of ummats, you are the best of nations. Ukhrijat linnas, that has been chosen, that has been taken out for mankind, you have been created for mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you command towards the good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you forbid the wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion of Hajj in his Khilafat, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had addressed the people, shedding some light on this verse, and he said to the people, if you want to continue to remain the best of the ummah, or if you want to be a portion of the best of the ummah, you have to fulfill this quality of ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah, then only would you be regarded as the best of the ummah. In other words, these qualities are qualities that are binding, that will make us the best of the ummah. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had expressed that you are the culmination of 70 major ummats that had passed. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent you last, but obviously you have been more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has expressed that in the general methodology of the Quran Sharif, normally we would find that Iman Billah always preceded every other deed. Wherever we found إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, bringing Iman in Allah Ta'ala was always brought first and then other righteous deeds. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brought تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and then Allah Ta'ala brought وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, because this is the distinguishing feature of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this is the quality by which this ummah will feature and gain superiority over all the other ummah. On the one hand, the Nabi of this ummah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had always been superior, that has been declared by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but this ummah is also superior. But to maintain the superiority, this ummah needs to continue this work of amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. Previous nations had also been given this task, but they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there was a great deal of laxity when it came to commanding the good and forbidding the wrong. In other words, this task that Allah ta'ala had granted, or Allah ta'ala had charged others, they had not fulfilled it. Some were not given the duty per se, some were not given the command of jihad. But whoever had been given were not able to fulfill this. When we look at the early Islam and the first recipients of the Quran Sharif, the Sahaba Ikiram, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, even before verses like this had been revealed to them, we take each of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning from Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as each one had brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had automatically understood that there was a responsibility, and that responsibility, and Islamic history bears testimony to this fact, that they went on inviting others towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they shared in this responsibility together with our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walau amana ahlul kitab, if the Ahl-e Kitab, the people of the book, had brought iman, lakana khayran lahum, it would have been better for them. They had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, they had brought iman in their respective Nabis, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, insofar as the Yahud were concerned, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, insofar as the Nasara were concerned. All they needed to do was to rejuvenate and refreshen and bring a proper iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and now bring iman in our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this again shows a distinctive factor between having the knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah ta'ala. They had to bring that iman. There is a great difference between knowing and bringing iman. Knowing that the Quran is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, and bringing iman that the Quran is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would have been better for them. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, some of them had brought iman. From them, there were some who had brought iman. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, most of them were fasiqeen. Most of them were disobedient, transgressive. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Najashi, the emperor of Abyssinia, had brought iman, a selected hand few, but the others had been disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this regard. لَيَّذُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَابٍ, the balance of them had always threatened those who had brought iman, and they threatened the Muslims at large. They threatened the Ahl-e Kitab who had brought iman, and they threatened the Muslims at large. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allayed the fears of the Muslims, and Allah ta'ala said, لَيَّذُرُّكُمْ, they will never be able to harm you, إِلَّا أَذَا. But now the word adhan has got two meanings. One is in the connotation of a difficulty that will be imposed verbally, that they will be able to verbally articulate a difficulty, they will threaten you verbally. And one is, they will be able to impose a very small difficulty upon you. In other words, the harm will not be great upon you. They will speak about it, but they will not be able to bring any great harm upon you. وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ, they will threaten you that they will fight you, they will threaten you with physical pain. But وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ, and if they have to fight you, يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ, they will turn away from you on their backs. In other words, they will never be successful, they will always surrender, they will then run away. And we saw in the history of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he existed on this earth, and then even after the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, some of them were overpowered, others were killed, some of them were banished from the lands, whether it was the Banu Qaynuqa, the Banu Nadir, the Banu Qurayza, whether it was the people of Khaybar. Then we saw in the time of the Sahaba, in the time of the Khilafat, at the time of the Levant in the ancient Syria, we saw that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum these type of victories. They were never able to sustain against the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, coming back to the original, that because Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had carried and they bought this responsibility of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help was always there. And whoever tried to oppose Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always assisted the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma la yunsaroon, and then they were never helped by Allah Rabbul Izzat, or they never gained any other help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always dominant. So in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted one virtue of this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummatan wasata, a justly balanced ummah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is khayra ummah, it is the best of ummah. Allah ta'ala has given us the responsibility of amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Previous verses, yadu'una ila al-khayr, the least we can do is invite people towards the good, and that is towards the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this way we will fulfill this requirement. And one very important aspect, Allah Ta'ala had sent us last or to the surface of this earth. And why? There is no other ummah that will be able to read about the ills. There will be never another ummah that will see the wrongs of this ummah, know the wrongs of this ummah. That is the love and attachment that Allah Ta'ala has for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we will be the first to enter Jannah inshallah on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.